Do you know that feeling of wanting people just to think a little bit better of you? That desire to get just a bit more recognition for who you are and all that you've done? It turns out that right there, you have the beginnings of a very slippery slope. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond and welcome again to Fresh. I don't think there's ever such a thing as just a little bit of pride. Pride has this funny way of growing rather rapidly. So before you know it, that desire for just a little bit of recognition grows into an insatiable desire for recognition, a sense of entitlement that consumes us. No, I don't think there's ever such a thing as just a little bit of pride. The first century church in Corinth was rife with strife, fueled by pride and entitlement. So the Apostle Paul wrote to them rather a stern letter. Here's what he had to say about just that little bit of pride. 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 6 and 7. Your proud talk is not good. You know the saying, just a little yeast makes the whole batch of dough rise. Take out all the old yeast so that you will be a new batch of dough. You really are bread without yeast, Passover bread. What a great picture. It doesn't take a lot of yeast for the dough to rise, to become all puffed up, full of hot air. Just a little bit of yeast will do that. So what's the answer? Throw out the whole batch of dough and start again with a new batch. No yeast, none at all. That little bit of pride has no place in the life of someone who wants to follow Jesus. None. Throw it out. Start again. That's God's word, fresh for you today. Everybody struggles with pride in one way or another. If you'd like some help in breaking free, here's some great news for you. You see, the only sort of prayer the Bible teaches about is the sort that has powerful results. And we would absolutely love to pray with you into whatever need you might have. So stop by at powerfulprayer.org to share your prayer request so that we can pray with you. Again, that's powerfulprayer.org.